Radio presents the Geekatorium 27-hour podcast challenge, raising money for comic relief. Donate now by going to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast. FUBAR and Geekatorium, doing something stupid for a very good cause.
It's 8:04 in the morning. I'm Paul Gannon.
What?
And it's the FUBAR Radio presents the Geekatorium 27-hour comic relief podcast
and
challenge.
Nice settlement.
And you already like settlement. And we have now been doing this for 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 hours.
12 hours.
Awesome. Give me 5. That was lame. here's a story for you I thought you might like.
I can see
you
it.
You can make it. Beer more alcoholic by freezing it.
Yes, but you can also make it disgusting.
Let's have a look.
Yeah, good, good. I like the sound of you reading. Brilliant.
Yeah, so, there you go. That's right, it makes it disgusting, but it does make it more alcoholic.
It doesn't.
No, it does. It makes it alcoholic, but it doesn't taste as nice.
What the fuck? Have two beers. You know what I mean? Why do you need it more alcoholic?
Why go for all the effort of freezing one drink?
Stupid
when
story.
You can have two drinks?
Just have two.
Just
buy another fucking beer. Have some vodka. You know what I mean? It's not like alcohol's hard to come by. We need to maximise the booze in every... You know what I mean?
I don't... Yeah.
Just stupid.
Just either...
Stupid story.
Drink more or buy drinks that are already more alcoholic than usual.
Fucking
That's
hell.
Why we have special brew.
It's angering me how stupid that story is.
Well, I wouldn't get too upset about it.
I'm getting upset.
Really? How upset?
Pretty upset.
Oh.
You know what's upsetting me as well? You and our producer.
Yeah.
He said he was going home. He's just hanging out and drinking wine.
Yeah, in the
Fuck
morning.
Sake.
What wreckage?
Utter wreckage.
He needs an intervention. You need to sit him down.
I need a bowel intervention.
Go for a bowel intervention.
What, and you'll be able to handle this by yourself, will you?
Will you be able to handle that by yourself?
Yes.
Then go... Mate, I know we struggle for talking.
I'm saving it up. It'll be a pleasure.
I know we're struggling for content and talking.
We
I get it.
We are struggling
for
content.
But I do think we should draw a line over our bowel movements. Is that all right?
Where do I draw it? In the top of the toilet?
Yeah.
Hey, yay. Hey.
Oh, God.
All right, I'll stop talking about poo.
Please, thank you, because that's been your motif tonight.
It has not been
it
my
has.
Motif
You've
tonight.
You've been talking about poop a lot today.
No, I haven't.
You talked about it with the German toilet thing.
Well, that was one... it wasn't just me.
All right.
There's other people talking about
and
it
And Tom
well.
Tuck came along and legitimised that conversation by...
That was good.
Quoting...
Slubrex.
Yeah, that... Slubrex. Yeah, that guy.
That guy, the philosopher, yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. That was brilliant.
So, yeah, it's all fun and games, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, weren't we going to... Adam. We were going to do... He's coming
pursuits.
Back in here.
No, he's actually doing his job. I reckon we play another round of Trivial Celebrity Pursuits.
Let's have another round of Trivial Pursuits.
Here's how it works, Adam, right? I'm going to ask the questions on a card. How many you get right on a card compared to him. So if you get 5 right, he has to get 6 right to win off the card.
Okie dokie.
And then after I've done it, you can ask us questions, and then after you've done it, you ask us. And whoever out of the three of us gets the most wins. Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah?
I'm
Sounds fair.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first? Should we let Adam go first since he's the...
Since I've got the fresher mind.
Yeah, I think that's going to help. Are you ready for it? This is just
Mind you, I'm shit at Trivial Pursuits.
Don't worry.
I am absolutely... Like, if I get picked at Christmas to be on a team with, everyone just goes, Adam, you're with your uncle and your aunt. And they just look at each other going, you are the worst nephew ever.
How can we hobble him? How can we deal with this? How can we get him lofted out of the race? All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, question number one. Which of the two fat ladies died in 1999?
Not a clue.
All right, good. Question two. Which Bull Durham romance partner was Susan Sarandon?
No, not a clue.
Almost,
sorry.
But we'll get back to that. What were the names of the three tunnels in The Great Escape?
Oh, shit.
The horrible thing about this is, one, if you don't know it,
And when you hear the names,
you'll be like,
you kick your fucking self.
Yeah.
Shit.
What comes in threes?
I have no idea. I have no idea. And I can't remember for the life of me. This is fucking bullshit.
I think I've already broken out of
it. You have. I've only been here an hour.
Well, he's got
hell.
0 for 3 so far.
Yeah. All right. OK, we'll move on. So, 0 for 3. Which singing, joking TV chat show host was on the bill when Buddy Holly toured Britain? And I'll give you a clue. Morecambe and Wise ripped him to death constantly.
Oh, was that...
I like the fact
you really are shit at this.
I am. See,
to be fair, most of these questions were for people who were brought up in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah. Like ourselves.
Yeah.
So, no, that was Lionel. Am I close, Lionel?
Don't start. You can't just give us the first name and go, am I close? That's cheating.
No,
you're wrong.
No. Lionel Blair was who you're thinking of, and it wasn't him.
Yeah.
Which actor was fined by the FA for taking part in a video demonstrating how to foul?
Sorry, say that one again.
Which actor was fined by the FA for taking part in a video that demonstrated how to foul someone?
Russell Crowe.
No. And who collapsed and died outside Johnny Depp's nightclub?
No, not a clue.
River Phoenix. Yeah. Oh. And that one was Vinnie Jones. Yeah. And the Bull Durham was Kevin Costner.
No, it wasn't. The answers were, which of the two fat ladies died in 99? Jennifer Patterson. I mean, no disrespect, but... Which Bull Durham romance partner was Susan Sarandon? Tim Robbins.
And
they're still together to this day.
Tim Robbins, I believe.
The name of the three tunnels in Great Escape?
Go on.
Tom, Dick and Harry.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah. Chat show toured
Des
on the bill.
Des O'Connor.
And yeah, Vinnie Jones and River Phoenix was the guy who died.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just get this out of the way.
No, we're going to celebrate and enjoy this.
I only have to get one to win.
Yeah, you do.
That is true, actually.
You've got none.
All right, I'm going to pick one at random.
I told you I was shit at this.
You weren't lying. You really crashed and burned there.
Ready?
Yes.
Question one. Who carelessly managed to lose 11,000... page Tory majority. No, sorry, I'll read that again. Who carelessly managed to lose and a 12,000 Tory majority to anti-sleaze candidate Martin Bell?
Neil Hamilton.
Yes.
Oh, boom, right, done.
I want to get the others.
He's got to get at least one more right, okay?
No, I don't. Did he get one?
I thought you got one.
No, he didn't get any. Oh, he didn't get a single.
Do you want to go through the motions?
Yeah, I'd like to go through the motions.
Who married Debbie Rowe in a blaze of publicity?
Debbie Rowe.
Yeah.
Paul Daniels.
No. What creature?
That's Debbie McGee, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Debbie McGee.
Yeah, it's not that one.
Okay.
Which creature does the trucker win in a prize fight in Every Which Way But Loose? Which creature does the trucker win in a prize fight in Every Which Way But Loose?
An orangutan.
Correct. Next question. Who went on to fame and fortune as a presenter after getting his first showbiz break as Timmy Mallett's T-Boy?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm.
Oh. Clue?
One of the most popular DJs of the 90s.
Is he on Operation U-Tree?
No. And he had a very successful TV career in the same period.
Chris Evans.
Yes. Which model had a bite of a pop career with the song Love and Tears?
Naomi Campbell.
Yes, well pulled. And who ended up paying his legal fees after she sued a photographer for publishing photographs of her Malibu home on her website?
Sorry?
Who ended up paying his legal fees after she sued a photographer for publishing photos of her Malibu home on his website?
Cindy Crawford.
The answer is Barbara Streisand. The ones you got wrong were Debbie Rowe was married to Michael Jackson.
Oh.
And no, you got them all right. So that was quite a good call. That's 5 out of 6.
I fucking know a lot of shit that I don't need to.
Yeah. Mm. Do you want to do the next round?
No. Oh yeah, you've got to take. Listen, this is your chance.
Is this my chance for redemption?
Yes.
Redemption, yeah.
We all love a redemption story.
We do.
And I think we should have one here.
Go for it.
So, Paul, you're going to go first.
Oh, yep.
Okay?
Yeah.
Who had a hand in Orville?
Keith Harris?
Yes.
Oh. I'm glad I knew that.
Which member of Eternal became Mrs. Jamie Redknapp?
Louise.
Yes.
I can't remember her second name.
Well, that's all you need.
I only ever know her as Redknapp
now.
Just
take the first name.
All right, good, Louise.
What's the movie if Laurence Olivier is drilling teeth?
Marathon Man.
Yes. Which Hollywood megastar played Kenny Larkin in Neighbours?
Which?
Hollywood megastar played Kenny Larkin on Neighbours.
Guy Pearce?
No.
Oh.
Who became an EastEnder after being a comedian and having a hit with The Ugly Duckling?
Mike Reed.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd know a lot about shit.
Who modestly announced in 1999 that he was more successful than the Beatles?
Jesus. I don't know.
Harry Styles.
Cliff Richard.
Oh, Cliff.
So you've got Keith Harris, Louise, Marathon Man, and Mike Reed. 4 out of 6, not bad.
Why, not bad at all? I reckon that's defendable.
Mate, if judging by Adam's previous performance, you're home and away. Right, are you ready?
Can we make them easy, please?
Which artificial satellite was a hit title for the Tornadoes?
Sorry?
Which artificial satellite, the name of, was also the name of a hit title for the pop combo, the Tornadoes?
Viking.
I don't know this either.
No.
It's easy.
Sputnik.
You see, in the right realm there.
But I'm thinking of satellite names.
Yeah. Think of another satellite name.
Oh, so you got Sputnik, you got
Got it now, Paul?
I can't think of the song.
And it's Telstar.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, 0-0. Which young one is married to Jennifer Saunders?
That would be Aid Edmondson.
Yes. That's it, his first question.
Hey!
Only took Aid to get there. Right. What's the movie if an elderly train passenger tells John Lennon, "I fought the war for your sort"? What's the movie where an elderly train passenger tells John Lennon, "I fought the war for your sort"?
Isn't it? I don't.
No, that's what I'm thinking of. I'm trying to think of the name of the Beatles movie.
Yeah, I think you should.
I can't remember. Is it called? All I can think is Yellow Submarine.
It's not that one.
It's not that one. It's the other one.
It's the other seminal, important Beatles movie that no one should forget.
No, I can't remember it. Move? No.
We'll move on.
We'll move on.
Which Welsh superstar was once a tap dancing champion?
Sorry?
Which Welsh superstar was once a tap dancing champion?
Tom Jones.
It is not Tom Jones.
Oh.
Who went from real-life acting to animation when his face inspired Disney's Aladdin?
Don't
know. I don't know that either.
Who went from real-life acting to animation when his face inspired Disney's Aladdin?
Who does Aladdin look like?
Aladdin?
Yeah, but, I mean, what actor looks like Aladdin, though? That's what I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to think of an actor that looks like Aladdin.
Jamie Lee Curtis?
You were a weirdo.
Yeah. That's apparent.
Well, you've lost already, Anne, but let's...
Yeah, that's fine. Just
let's go for the last question.
Go for the killer question. Yeah.
Which half of a TV couple had elocution lessons to get rid of her Mancunian accent? Which half of a TV couple had elocution lessons? Leviathans. Leviathans. Losing it.
We're all losing it.
I'm feeling very tired now and hungry.
Yeah, good.
Had lessons to get rid of her Mancunian accent.
Dunno.
Judy Finnegan.
That worked. That paid off.
Telstar. Telstar's the satellite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aid Edmondson, you got right. Hard Day's Night is the Beatles film.
Hard Day's Night.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is the Welsh superstar.
I can't believe you didn't get that.
And Tom Cruise was the...
Oh, Aladdin.
Was Aladdin.
So read that question one more time, the Aladdin
one.
Yeah,
I'm beginning to think that sounds a bit fishy.
Who went from real life acting to animation when his face inspired Disney's Aladdin? They're really badly written.
Well, yeah, but he's still an actor. He's still a live action actor. That makes no sense.
It's a terrible question.
They should have just said which real life actor inspired the face of Aladdin.
Listen, because that's so badly written, I'll give you that. Okay, so you got two. You still lose.
Yeah, I still lose. That's fine.
So how many? So he's lost two. I've won one, you've won one.
Yeah.
So you get to ask us a question.
To ask you the
really?
Question.
Yeah.
Have we not played? I haven't played you yet.
No, this is it now.
This is it. This is the one where this I challenge. Yeah, this is the grand final. Okay, let's get a card first.
Right. I feel very sick at my tummy.
Oh. Dropped it. Okay. who am I asking
first?
I'll
go first.
Okay, Paul. Which movie about a boy and a bird began, brought David Bradley to the silver screen? Read that one again. Which movie about a boy and his bird brought David Bradley to the silver screen?
Kez.
Correct. who is the rock star father of Peaches and could get together with Chris Martin's daughter Apple to make a fruit salad?
Bob Geldof.
Correct.
Yay, I am best.
I knew these first two. So if I picked this one,
yeah, it would have been great.
I would have been all right.
It's the luck of the draw, isn't it?
It is luck of the draw.
Okay. what are the final five words of The Wizard of Oz?
Fuck you and your mum. there's no place like home.
Correct.
Oh, that was a complete grab.
So three for three. So
yeah. Three for three.
Fucking hell, I'm not...
Which major star was originally part of the which major star... I can't really read. There's no light in here.
Yeah, that's my excuse.
Sorry,
as well.
I turned that light off.
Yeah. Right, let's do this one again. Which major star was originally part of his creator's mother's overcoat?
Which... Oh, Columbo. Peter Falk.
No.
What was the question again? Right. I don't think I got it.
You got it wrong.
What major star...
Yeah.
Was originally part of his creator's mother's overcoat.
I have no idea. I can't fathom that at all.
Some kind of...
It's quite cryptic, and when I've just seen the answer, it makes perfect sense to me now.
No, I'm going to have to pass.
Do you want to know the answer?
Yeah.
At the end.
Okay. Which member of Dad's Army cast was the voice of Bod?
Jefferson.
You're wrong.
I don't know that one.
Final question. What did Prince Charles claim he was doing at the end? What was Prince Charles doing when he ended up with two black eyes in 1983? What did he claim he was doing? He ended up with two black eyes.
Peeping through postbox letter holes.
Nope.
Alright, what are the answers?
Right. The mother's...
Three.
Do you want to...
Yes, I do want to.
Okay.
No, please.
Mother's overcoat.
Yeah?
Hey, I'm Kermit the Frog.
Oh. What? Kermit the Frog.
He was part of...
Yeah.
He was cut from the...
Jim Henson.
Jim Henson cut up his mother's overcoat and made Kermit the Frog.
Because I was thinking that sounds like a serial killer's kind of motif. It was like, I cut her up.
Her coat.
Yeah, I know.
Not her.
Shut up.
Yeah. the voice of Bod was...
Arthur Lowe.
No, was John...
Le Mesurier, yeah.
Yes.
Bollocks.
And what was Prince Charles pretending he was doing when he got two black eyes? He was pretending... Well, he said he was riding a horse. and he got two black eyes. Because that's how you get black eyes.
I never even heard of that.
No, I've never heard of that. I can't imagine how you'd possibly get two black eyes.
Well, if you break your nose, then you do get black eyes, don't you?
Yeah, all right,
so he could have fallen off, broken his nose.
All right. Here's your next six questions. Any like you got to beat three.
I got to beat three, so I've got to get
four. That's well done.
And then otherwise it's sudden death.
Yeah,
I'm sure the listeners are fucking enjoying this bit.
we're just doing it for 27 hours. Yeah, it doesn't all have to be
they
gold.
Can forgive us, can't they?
Of course they should.
Can forgive us this.
We've been given the gold up until lately, so
well, I wouldn't
eat
say
it.
That.
Go on.
Okay, what TV series put the Glen Eagle Hotel Torquay on the map?
Fawlty Towers.
One.
Boom. Which James Bond star married tennis ace Pam Shriver?
Pam Shriver.
Shram Shriver.
It's Roger Moore.
Incorrect. Which movie hears Kathleen Turner purr, "I'm not bad, I'm just drawn that way"?
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Correct.
Oh, two.
Which future EastEnder was one of the 1954 St. Trinian's girls?
Oh,
I like the way he's mulling this over as if he might think he knows.
Okay, I'll read it again. Which Easter... Okay, we'll put this into context, because these questions have to be old. Which former EastEnders star...
It's Pat.
Incorrect.
Shit.
God, Pat was singing in the St. Winifred's choir.
Oh, no, she was playing St. Trinian's.
Oh, St. Trinian's. All right, fair enough.
About?
I was thinking, who sang
Stop
Grandpa?
How many are left? How many questions are left?
Two more questions. Right, last two.
You have to get these both right.
To win.
You have to get one
for the draw.
Yeah.
What did Rod Stewart dig before he became famous?
Graves.
Correct.
Ooh.
One more, Paul. I've already drawn you. I just need to get this one right, okay?
Well, good, hope you do.
Fuck you.
Right, go on.
Okay. Who did Jeremy Paxson admit he'd ask one question too far after inquiring, you don't drink privately, but yourself and a bottle of whiskey at night? Read that one again.
Yes, please.
Who did Jeremy Paxman admit he had stepped over the line by asking one question?
He admitted he stepped over the line.
He asked one question too far by asking this person a question. You don't drink privately? Buy yourself a bottle of whiskey late at night? Okay.
It's that guy who was in the Lib Dems, and his second name is Kennedy. Can I get it?
Yes.
Thank you. I win. Thank you very much.
Charles Kennedy.
I can't muster the anger needed.
I fucking win.
I'm glad you win. I'm glad you got this little victory.
I'm gesturing towards my groinal area.
Ewan's clapping. Right, let's play a song then while I have a strop on.
The Geekatorium 27-hour podcast challenge on FUBAR Radio.
27-hour podcast challenge, Geekatorium on FUBAR Radio. Welcome back, you.
Welcome.
Paul's ducked out.
He's gone to have a poo.
I didn't want to mention that because there's been too much poo talk.
He's gone to have a tactical turd.
Too much messy talk today. And I think we should raise the level of debate.
Do you want me to raise the chair?
No, it's fine. The chair's fine. I've just seen a photo of myself.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling very good about that.
What's wrong?
My face looks like it's made of clay. And there's a death behind
I've
the
not
eyes.
Seen. Let me have a look at this picture.
It's pretty bad. It's on Twitter.
Yes, have a look as well.
Thing on Twitter.
Okay.
Pretty bad.
Twitter's just decided to crash on me.
It's probably the look of my face. That's probably what's crashed.
It wasn't the best photo ever.
It's one of the worst. In fact, I don't take a good photo. Why am I trying to be in showbiz? You know, I'm starting to question myself here.
Oh yeah, I've seen.
It's pretty bad. Yep. I mean, you don't really know me, but believe me, that's not great.
A bit of Photoshop.
It's doing that thing now where I turn it, it turns the picture.
Oh, and then it turns it the other way.
iPhones never get this right, do they?
They're fucking annoying.
Oh, fucking iPhones. Go.
Oh, God. Take that picture down. I look like I'm going to die. I really do. Oh, it's really bad. Oh, anyway.
Oh, how are you feeling though, Eli?
Not too bad, you know. I had this real moment of, at about 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
This morning, I had a moment where I felt pretty bad.
Mm.
Like I couldn't face it. I couldn't face talking anymore. I had a banana and my fifth can of Red Bull. And then it's all been peachy since then, really.
Well, that's not so bad.
I don't know how I'm going to feel at midday. That's still 4 hours off.
Yeah.
3.5 hours
off.
Well,
I'm going to be here till 4, so you've got me. Company.
Oh, well, I'm glad. I'm glad. You've put the whole show up. No, you have. And, you know, it's a tough thing to do, but I have stayed up late a lot. You know, my misspent youth. I used to sit up and just watch telly until 6 or 7 in the morning.
Was it just like box set binge?
Yeah, but this is before box
sets. Oh, this was before the box sets.
We used to wait until Cartoon Network at 7 would start an old school cartoon show at 7, like the Looney Tunes.
See, that's what I'd normally be doing right now, is I'd be watching old school cartoons, like from Cartoon Network, on Netflix.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be watching Dexter's Lab.
Oh, nice choice.
Probably Johnny Bravo.
All of those 90s ones.
All them 90s ones. Yeah. Because that's...
Samurai Jack.
Oh, yes.
That's a good one.
That you're back, are you, Paul?
Do you feel lighter?
We were doing all right without you here, Paul.
That's fine. I can go back and start pooing again. I've still got...
Really?
I've got lots to give.
You just pinched it off. You just decided to pinch it off there.
It was unwarranted. The amount of dedication needed to...
It's just all got a bit potty-mouthed in here now, hasn't it?
I'll be honest. I don't want to go into
too much... We had the high point of Nick Revel discussing, you know...
The finer points of
philosophy
satire.
And satire.
And it's like...
Now it's just like, I done a shit, couldn't stop shitting.
I didn't actually say that, all right?
You implied it.
No, well...
By the way,
yeah.
Next time you take a photo...
Of?
Me.
Right.
Or a photo with me as an element in it.
Yeah.
Could you just...
Veto it by you.
Can you just pass it by me? Because that's really bad, that one. It really is bad.
Which one?
Really, that photo you've put online.
Of?
Me and you.
Oh, the morning one.
It's really bad, mate.
Yeah, we both look awful. That's
no,
why
no,
I put
but
it up.
No, but I look like
I need to double check.
My face is misshapen.
I need to double check this picture then, all right? Because I'm not quite sure.
I look really bad.
I'm not.
I don't
quite
want
sure.
it. I don't want it up online.
You're not dramatising a little bit about.
I don't
this.
Want that photo up online.
Well, it's tough now. The internet's got it.
No, it hasn't.
It has.
No one's screen grabbed it. You could just take it down.
I think there's nothing wrong with that picture. It's adorable.
Fucking hell!
It is. If that picture doesn't encapsulate exactly how we feel right now. On this show, then what will?
I guess it does, yeah.
What will?
There's someone who's walking along out there.
Yeah, well...
Hey, the corner shop's open. The shop's open again.
That's great news.
Shall I go get some cheap eats?
Save it for later. Let's not blow it all right now.
Oh, bloody hell. When's the next guest coming in?
Hopefully 9 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah, hopefully 9 o'clock.
What, Basil Brush?
9:45.
Now you've crushed my heart. You've crushed my very soul.
No, I didn't.
You've crushed me.
I haven't.
You'll come in here crushing me
with your brain.
I'm going to put the fucking red nose on. Have you checked how much money we've raised?
Yeah.
Is it not good?
No, it's fine. We weren't
going
to make...
everyone donate. Please donate. Someone donate.
150 quid.
We're only 350 off our target.
Yeah, but this is the thing. We started last night. We got 150 now. No one was awake to donate. We can't take donations from Americans. So people are waking up now. And so hopefully that means, you know... God, that's the most depressing sight in the world. You, with that nose on.
What's wrong with it?
It's just... You're going against the whole fabric of what's important.
What do you mean?
Well, you're meant to wear the nose with glee. And unfortunately...
I find it hard to be gleeful, mate. Also, it's quite tickly.
It is quite tickly.
Oh, I'm taking it off now.
Oh, jeebus crisps.
Oh.
And weirdly, the picture I took well before you sneezed looks like you're about to sneeze.
Oh, it's because I was about to sneeze.
Oh, well, that explains all of that, then. Oh.
Fuck.
It's tough, this part, isn't it?
This part? Mate, I've never spoken for this long in a room in my life.
No, I've never done anything like this before in
You're
my life.
You're nuts. Why are we doing this?
Because we
for
want
charity,
to raise money for charity. I thought we'd do something different and fun. I mean, before this all got crazy, I just thought it'd be us in the corner of the Pleasants doing a little radio show. Now, really glad that didn't happen, because this is awesome in terms of people here to help us and coffee breaks and pooing and, you know, all that stuff.
Well, no one's ever going to prevent you pooing, are they?
I wouldn't let that person stand in my way.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
What should we talk about now?
Well, I was thinking what we could do is you could pick a vinyl selection, a good one, and rave about it, extol its virtues, and we play it for a little bit while we got the time.
Right.
Sound good?
I'll put something
Let's
on
swap
there.
Mics.
All right.
Swap in mics. Because we live in an age, really, ladies and gentlemen, of the MP3. And, you know, it does its job. It allows you to listen to music on the move. And, you know, we're not complaining, but let's not mince words here. It's an inferior sound choice, isn't it? It's because I saw a thing online recently that someone stripped out... When they make an MP3 and they compress it, they strip out tons of the song that you just don't notice.
Yes.
So some guy managed to find what that sound sounds like when you strip it out of a song. and he put it up online. It's the weirdest kind of echoey, white, noisy thing.
Oh, right. I'd be interested to hear
And then
that.
2 days later, someone put up, took that white noise and made a beat remix and made a trans kind of techno hit with it. But we here at FooBar, especially the Geekatorium, we like our music vinyl, don't we?
Well, yeah, I like it vinyl.
And I just thought, you know, you've got a nice selection. What would you like to what would you recommend now?
Well, it's not that I'd recommend it, but this is Bob Azam and his orchestra.
Yeah.
And it's called Tintorella de Luna.
And why this track right now?
I think it's quite nice. It's sort of this weird sort of mix of rock and roll and Italian. Sung by a guy, Bob Azam, who's Egyptian.
Okay. And where did you get it from? Charity shop?
Indeed. Yes.
Then play away.
Are you ready?
I believe so.
Bob Azam.
Azam.
And his orchestra.
That's nice, isn't it?
I like it.
It gave me a little bit of a shimmy as I was listening to it.
It's like,
and I've been checking Twitter, and we've had lots of retweets since I last checked and messages of support. Like, there's been some people next door in the Pleasants who know we're doing this and they've been checking in.
This is like you're talking to a mentally handicapped person. Well, you're trying to reassure them.
Yeah, well, I'm talking to myself. And even my sister sent a little message saying, my sister Jessica, who said, from the minute it starts till I go to bed, then wake up in the morning to go to work, I'm so proud of my brother.
Oh.
That's really sweet, though. I like the fact that my sister really is proud of me, despite that I've done nothing ever to warrant that kind of adulation.
So nice.
She's a lovely, lovely girl. She's moving to London soon.
The big smoke.
Yeah, to start university. So the thing is, I feel terrible because ever since I've lived in London, my sister's been like, oh, London's exciting, I can't wait to come down and see you. And now she's moving down. I'm like, yeah, I'm out of South London now.
I'm done.
I've had my time
when
here.
When a man is tired of London,
he is tired of life. When a man is tired of a 27-hour podcast, he is tired of life. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, the thing is, the way I look at it is this. I'm leaving London and I'm giving London a new Gannon, the next generation, the TNG.
Let's listen to what was, until recently, the theme tune to our podcast, The Uncleakables, which ties in with the whole wrestling theme.
That's a good point. We've had a weird number of callbacks in terms of, not intentional, but it's like songs being mentioned and rabbits and wrestling.
Rabbits always come up, mate, because they're weird.
They do.
They always come up with their twitchy noses. little fucking teeth.
Does this freak you out if I twitch my nose?
It fucking does. Don't do that. What's with the mouth noise?
The little rabbit noise. It's right in your ear.
Yeah, but anyway. No, that's not noise of a rabbit.
That's a dirty rabbit. It's a naughty rabbit.
Plank spanking rabbit.
So, yeah, our podcast. We can talk about... You know, we should talk about our podcast for a bit and tell them about that. But we'll play it after this. But this was, up until this year, our theme tune.
Yes.
We've replaced it since with something I think is a little bit more class. Wonder Dog. But what's this track called?
It's called 111.
Which is a weird title for any song.
Or anything.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
And it's off this record, TV Themes.
Yeah.
TV Themes, A Gift from Pascal Murray.
Oh, the sweet company from the old 70s.
It's a freebie.
It's a weird little thing.
It's a freebie sweet company.
So let me get this straight. Where would that go? Would that go to sweet shops? I mean, that vinyl would be sent to a sweet shop as a promotional tool. So you get a free record.
Well, it's got a bit on the back where it says signed, and then it says your Pascal Murray representative.
So they must turn up like the Avon lady, but with sweets, which instantly is better than the Avon lady.
Well, for you it is.
Of course it is. How could it not be?
Not if you're into Tupperware. Oh, no, or makeup.
Yeah, because the Tupperware's the Tupperware lady, and there's the Avon lady.
No, she's separate, is she?
Yeah, they're very different classes of item.
Thank you. We've just had tea from Adam. Thank you very much.
Lovely tea. I tell you what, though. I'm getting a right bonk on for a bacon sandwich. I've still got another sandwich. Yeah, I didn't eat. I forgot about that.
Ooh.
Triple egg and bacon.
Bloody hell.
I haven't touched it. And yet I'm so hungry. And yet at the same time, I don't know if I can fathom eating
a
triple egg and bacon butty.
So, it's called 111.
Yeah.
And it's the theme tune from professional wrestling.
Shall we kick it old school, bro?
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm waiting for you. 1171, ladies and gentlemen, the old Unclickables theme.
You have to press the button.
It is on. The button was on. I've not touched it. I've literally done nothing.
And that was 1171.
What's the? Can you play the bit on the end of the
That's
record?
That's what I was just about to play.
Do that again, because here's the thing. Not, you just don't get music from TV themes on this. You get this nice little message from the company at the end, and I think we should play that because I find that fascinating.
Fuck it. Press
right,
the button.
Go. All right, this is what you would get if you were...
You have to press the button.
I've done it.
We hope you've enjoyed these last 13 minutes of memorable music brought to you with the compliments of Pascal Murray. To keep the flavour of these great television themes lingering longer, why not turn the record over and begin again from the top? See you on side one.
Pascal Murray, super sweet, the flavour lingers longer and longer. Pascal Murray, super sweet, the flavour lingers longer.
Nightmare fuel. I don't like that kind of weird, affected, funfair kind of music, you know, where it's like this Wurlitzer,
yeah,
pipe organy, funfair carousel thing. I've always found that unsettling.
It is quite unsettling, especially the way he goes, the flavour.
The flavour.
You know, like he knows, oh, it's a shit pun. The flavour lingers longer.
But he was just a paid stooge, wasn't he, to do that? Probably.
Well, he's paid, you would have thought.
But let's just say you're lying in bed one night. You're lying in bed and it's late. Oh, just right now, let's imagine lying in bed.
Yeah, just imagine you're lying in bed.
Oh, with me lovely pillow.
And you didn't have to do a podcast for the next 12 hours.
Oh.
More than 12 hours.
I promise you this.
More than 12 hours.
When I get...
More than 12 hours.
Shut up. When I get home... I am having such a wank. I am going to milk that puppy dry. And then, my friend, I am going to cry. And then I'm done. I'm spent.
If we're listening to cheesy shit...
We're just going to... We've got 10 more minutes. Let's space it out. Because I've got this new story here I really wanted to talk about. Because in our podcast, The Unclickables, half of the charm of it is that we source our show from charity shops... And thrift shops.
Wow, just try that sentence.
And Poundlands and 99p stores. So try and put on, you know, comedy on a budget.
It's an economy comedy podcast.
It is indeed. And as
you try saying that,
a comedy podcast.
Well done.
Thank you.
Now try and say that, get that level of accuracy with all the other fucking words.
Momoro figuro, momoro figuro, momoro figuro, momoro figuro, ha, momoro ho. Right, so as a result...
Yeah, we're still going in here, guys. Yeah, still going. Yeah, thank you.
Still loving...
The fucking production team.
Yeah.
Slacking.
No, they're not slacking.
Listen, I apologise, guys. Ewan, you said you were going. You need to get some sleep, my friend.
No, we need to get sleep. I want him to be here forever.
He's drinking more.
This is torture. This is a Kafka-esque thing we found ourselves
like
in.
Watching where people get pissed while we have to fucking not work. I wouldn't call it work. I'd just call it madness.
No, I'd call this work. I've never worked so hard in my life with my mouth, and I'm not even a prostitute.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Anyway, the point being is that because we like the thrift shops and the charity shops, this article... popped up online on IO9 today. Now, there's a guy in America called Pat Robinson, right? And he's one of those crazy right-wing... Yeah, and his new theory, according to IO9, is that Pat Robinson thinks there could be demons in your second-hand clothes. Right? So let's just read what IO9 says. This is all their phrasing, not mine. So, human goblin creature Pat Robinson is an adult who thinks that spirits can attach themselves to your old thrift shop purchases. Yes, really, Pat Robinson thinks there are demons living in your vintage band t-shirts. So yeah, hipsters, get on this groovy train. Ooh, what's this? No.
What's he got? What's he got?
I don't
know
what that is. I'm beginning to worry.
Ewan's brought some kind of medicine in. Ooh.
What is it?
Oh, he's got. It's
it'll soothe your throat. Soothe your throat.
Oh, is it an antiseptic spray?
It's what the actors use.
Oh, well, you've confused us with professionals.
No, thank you very much.
Yes, thank
you
very much.
That was you and the producer, everybody.
Round of applause.
He's been here all bloody night.
And I'm about to go home.
We've been here all bloody night. Where's our round of applause? Now I feel pity.
There it is. Yeah. Thank you. And he brought us some lovely medicine. Thank you.
Yes. So
I'd prefer it if it was like heroin, but
I don't think that comes in a squirty medicine bottle like that does.
Medicine bottle.
Come on, give me a break.
No, I'm not going to ever give you a
break. Give me a break on that one. All right.
All right.
So, going back to Pat Robertson, who thinks there are demons in your vintage clothes. So he was on the Christian Broadcast Network, and he was asked, I don't know why this came up and it became a question that he had to answer in this way, but it says he was asked if clothes purchased at a thrift shop could harbour evil spirits in them. I don't think that's a good question.
It's a leading question.
It's a very leading question. He's like, if I was a lawyer, objection, Your Honour. Strike that.
You know what I mean?
So he gets asked that question. Can demons attach themselves to secondhand clothes?
That's a ridiculous question.
It turns out Robertson read about the exact same thing in a thing called Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark books. I don't know what that is. But he has responded, I heard a story in, I believe, the Philippines. A person went to Thailand. There was a witch who had prayed over a particular ring and asked the spirit to come into it. Well, this Philippine girl was so attached to this ring she had to buy it, and all hell broke loose until she finally recognised. So, can demonic spirits attach themselves to inanimate objects? The answer is yes, but I don't think every sweater you get from Goodwill has demons in it. Right, I've got two issues with this. One, how is that a news story? One, how is that a news story? Two, who gives a shit what a crazy old right-wing evangelist thinks about
clothes? Well, he's on telly. Lots of people, you know, the point is he's nuts.
I just don't understand why we give so much precious airwave time to people who talk bollocks. And all of a sudden, I've realised the irony of that statement.
Oh, God, the irony.
And I'm beginning to wonder that maybe I'm falling into my own trap.
Yes, you fucking are. Let me ask you a question, Paul.
Yes.
Careful you don't brain yourself on the mic.
Go on.
Let me ask you a question, Paul. Yes. Do you think werewolves are attracted to electric kettles?
No.
That's about the longest bit of dead air we've had all night.
I was thinking, though. I was giving that proper thought.
No, and your answer is no.
Well, that's just it. What would you need that for?
This noise and the smell of the limescale.
What, again, why does that...
It attracts wolves.
Does it?
Yeah.
Where did you hear that?
God told me.
God told you, right. And this is the same God that you have always believed in and loved?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm starting to get religious here.
Oh, God, please don't let us convert to some faith by the end of this.
I'm getting so fucking tired. I'm probably going to have some kind of epiphany.
Well, we hope so. That'd be nice.
What, if I had an epiphany?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, well, you know, you might need faith in your life. Maybe you need a bit of a good old Bible love.
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Maybe
religion's what you need to, you know, get you on the straight and narrow, get all those sins out of you, the drugs, the booze.
Oh, all right. Dirty washing in public, is it now?
The loose women that you frequent. I've seen it all.
The loose women that I... Now you're just slandering me.
No, I'm saying you like watching that ITV show.
What?
Loose women that you frequent.
Shut up. You're such a twat. Seriously.
What?
Is it time for another record yet?
It's almost time for another record because we're getting to the 9 o'clock.
So you've got something lined up here?
Yeah, I have.
All right.
I've got Rick James.
Nice.
And Ike Turner.
Ooh, love gravy.
Yeah, love gravy.
Ooh.
A bit of saucy.
That's what we need. We need some funky love gravy.
We need love gravy all over our face, neck and chests. That's what we need to give us the winning to get stuff done.
It's like we're waiting in this room, waiting for something.
This is like waiting for Godot, isn't it?
No, it's not as well written.
Except I would call it waiting for 11 o'clock p.m. We're just going to be fine. We're going to ride through this fallow
fucking
patch.
Fucking hell, man. Never again. Can I just say that now?
Oh, mate, I'm ahead of you. Don't worry about that. as much as this is a unique and interesting and fascinating experience, don't get me wrong, I am never doing anything with the word marathon in, whether that's running them or eating them.
No,
I'm not doing it.
You can eat a marathon.
You can, but you know,
it's called a Snickers,
which I've never bought. I don't get on with that.
I like it.
Why? I just don't like the idea of changing brands to suit Americans.
All right, Mr. Hootie Tootie.
Well, it's because there's a whole thing about Hershey.
So that's it. So you wouldn't buy a Snickers, just even if you liked marathons, just because they changed the name because it's to please Americans.
I've never really liked Snickers anyway.
That's what I'm saying. That's what, now we're at the getting to the heart of this.
Oh, right, good.
Why don't you like Snickers, marathons, whatever?
If you want the blunt truth,
yes.
My teeth are so fucked up. Every time I bite into one, my teeth go, ah, the peanuts. I mean, it hurts.
All the
to
peanuts
eat.
Get stuck in your teeth. Basically.
Yeah, in the kind of awkward gaps where, like, that back tooth has all become a bit nasty.
It's become a bit dental, this conversation.
Oh, so we go back to rectal. What entrance should we talk about? there are many.
We didn't start with rectal.
We never start with rectal.
You've got to warm up before you get there.
You've got to warm up.
All right, ha ha.
No, so... I own eat them, but only because they're not as enjoyable as to eat now because of the pain.
I might try this... Spray.
Go on, give it a go.
What do you do? Just squirt it down.
Squirt it in. Put it in your mouth.
What do I do though? Do I?
You don't put the whole thing in. You just squirt it from a distance. What does it taste like, Vicks?
It's minty.
Is it minty?
Sort of.
But is it not that antiseptic?
It's medicine-y.
I'm gonna have a sniff of your shaft.
Oh God.
Yeah, it's a very fair thing. And is it? Does it? Has it helped your throat?
I'm getting a numbing.
Numbing.
My throat was fine.
No, I didn't think I needed it, but it's there.
It's there in case we need it.
It's like I got my inhaler in my bag in case I decide to fake have an asthma attack.
Oh yeah.
I need to be sat down for a little bit. That's fine. I've got all my backups for an escape if need
Mate,
be.
Mate, you're running out of time.
I'm not running out of time. I know exactly what
you're
doing.
You're doing a link, are you?
Yeah, I'm doing a link. I'm going to play a song, and then after that song, boom, motherfucker, and play the jingle, and then we're going to get back into this hot topic, which was
what? What are we talking about?
If I remember rightly, my arse.